I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not real.
Limited Capacity is a collection of six darkly amusing stories about the mysterious ways we interact with the internet and with each other.
There's something going on with him. It's like an act. I don't trust him.
What?
You're staring at me like I should say something, but I don't really know what to do here.
That's the whole name of the game. Don't talk about how the town isn't real. Do you understand?
Limited Capacity. Available now on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
Welcome to Sick Boy, a podcast where we talk about what it's like to be sick. But this week, we're not going to talk about what it's like to be sick. We're talking to Brandy about the struggles of being transgender. Let's talk about it. Which episodes did you listen to?
I listened to your episode.
Yeah.
And I listened briefly to, I believe it was the bipolar episode.
Oh, nice, yeah.
And cool. I definitely listened to all of the tight foreskin episode. I listened to all of that. So it was a very good one.
Yeah, right. And you know Andrew. That's
I do.
But I was like, oh,
now
my God.
Like, now I know. Really know Andrew. Yeah. Okay, I feel like we should, right off the bat, I feel like we should say... Yeah. That our guest today, Brandy, you're not sick.
No.
Well, or maybe you are, and I just don't know. But we're not talking about what you're dealing with as in you are sick with something, but we're talking about what you're dealing with it as in stigma and the mental challenges and the physical challenges. So why don't you tell us what the subject is that you're here to talk to us about today?
Well, today I'm going to be talking about being transgendered. So I'm 25 years old. You'd be surprised of how many people will just react differently to you. They'll either praise you or hate you. So I'm just going to shed a lot of light on the ups and downs of just getting on hormones, being on your therapy, the risks of the procedures that you have to take because there's a lot of complications, and then just literally getting up every day and dealing with the world as a woman when everyone might see you more as a man.
Yeah.
This is one of those subjects that I feel like, personally, I feel like there's... It's one of those things that I feel like I always have to tiptoe around because, and I think that it this directly stems from the stigma that is based around people who are transgendered today. I feel like I don't know what's like, I feel like I could just accidentally say something that would totally be super offensive and not mean it at all, right? And I think
do you think that's because
I think it's because that it's just there's no education around it. There's no education that I've ever received from anybody. And in talking about this, a girl that I work with at the studio, she's like, yeah, same thing as you. Yeah. I don't know what to say. I'd be afraid to offend somebody because I just don't. No.
And I want to just touch on, I agree with you. I think that that's what it is, but I want to be careful in saying that there's no education out there.
No, I'm saying I haven't been.
But exactly.
And lots of people haven't.
Exactly. And there's a lack of conversation, I feel
yeah.
like.
But the other thing is that I think it's very important to point out from the top too, that there are assholes out there who make it difficult for people who are transgendered and are very opinionated about
Absolutely.
It. And I think that as people who I think come from a really good place and our intent is all very well, we don't want to come across as being those people who are assholes.
So that makes me want to say right off the bat, due to my sheer ignorance, if I say anything to offend you, call me out on it.
And don't
say anything.
Yeah, me too.
Fucking call me out on it and be like, yo, dude, no, you can't say
no
that.
No chill, no chill. Yeah. Miley, what's good?
Not chill.
But go for it. Like, I'm an open book, and it's like being transgender is like being like a woman. There's different types of women, just like there's different types of trans women.
Totally.
Like it's not all like that one. We're not all in the same boat. But for me personally, I just find it so much better to just be open about it. It makes everything so much easier. Acknowledging where I was, you know, 15 years ago and where I was now. Like, I can reflect on that time. And it took me a lot of time to get there.
So where were you 15 years ago?
Oh, 15 years ago, I would have been 15 years old. And I was totally closeted, but I wasn't even noticed, like, you know, bisexual or anything, like the little gateways before.
Sure.
And I was just a little boy in Bedford. I liked pop music and rock and roll. And I just literally, like, was kind of, like, isolated in my room. And all my friends growing up were just, they were all girls. And it was just, like, you know, when you would go shopping, it was like, I don't want to look at the boy stuff.
At what point, like, at what age were you like, oh, I think I'm gay?
I definitely, like, I always knew, like, I liked boys.
Yeah.
Like, always. Like, yeah. It was just like, you know, girls are beautiful, but, like, I was never like, you know what I mean? I'd go into, like, the guy's bathroom stall when I was, like, in grade 2 and be like, oh, I wonder what I'm going to see today.
You're a fucking pervert?
But it wasn't until, like, you know, when you're that young and, like you said, there was no education for, like, I didn't know that was even a thing.
Yeah.
Right? That you could do that, or people did that without being like, oh, like, look at that man in the grocery store in a skirt.
Yeah.
So I didn't know
Paul
any better.
From Bedford. Paul in the skirt. I don't know. Paul. Yeah.
Hairy chest. Yeah. Like a really low cut shirt with chest hair just flowering out.
I feel like this is going to be really easy for us to get off topic and off track about you and your experience. Only because, again, and I'm speaking for three of us here, we're so curious and also so, like, not aware.
Just not aware.
Yeah, exactly.
Just not educated about it.
So you were growing up, you were this little pervy little boy wanting to look at all the wieners in the stall when you were in grade school. And then you said around 15 years old,
Did anybody ever catch you, like, checking
out? Actively seeking. It was just, like, a thing, like, ooh.
Did you ever do, like, the, like, looking out of the corner of your eye thing, though, like, to try to, like...
Dude, I still
like,
do
who
that.
Who hasn't?
Yeah, I still do that today.
I do that now. And I don't even like wieners.
So does that arouse you after you feel...
We don't care about your boners and that you get in the bathroom when you go to the booth.
Anyway, so when did you're a pervy little kid and then you...
When did you come out? What was the age that you came out?
So I started wearing makeup when I was 16 years old. So I would have been in grade, I think I was in grade 11 or 10.
I did two to cover up my acne.
Yeah, the macne. And
that's funny.
And so I started wearing makeup and going to, like, the Bedford Fire Hall. I'm sure if you from Sackville, you know that little skeety place.
Yeah.
And that was just a thing. And then the makeup kind of, like, you know, evolved into wearing girl shirts, girl jeans, girl flats. And that kind of came a thing to, like, eventually I was, like, you know, going out on the weekends in skirts. And I was really lucky because I came out to my parents my mom and my stepdad as, like, bisexual. Because it's just, like, it's the open door. It doesn't, like, shut off things. Like, you'll never get grandkids.
Yeah, sure.
And I didn't, truthfully, I didn't feel like I was gay. So by me saying that I was gay, like, it just didn't feel, like, honest to me.
You weren't at that. You weren't there yet.
I wasn't there yet, but I didn't, like, feel gay. Like, I never felt like a boy. Mm. Like, even, like, you know what I mean? Like, when I was with the girls, like, I felt good. And then when I was swimming, like, with a bunch of boys and stuff, I was like, oh, this is fucking whack.
Yeah. Right.
This
right,
is so right. boring. What, like, they're okay. so rough.
What so was, did you tell them before you started wearing girls' clothing?
So, no, they knew when, like, I was openly out as a bisexual little lady when I was wearing makeup and stuff. And then I never told my dad. And then I went to makeup school in Montreal. And when I went there, I stayed with my uncle. And from that point on, like, no one knew me there. It was kind of like the fresh start because I went through a lot of shit when I was younger.
I wanted to ask about the reception that you get when you start wearing makeup and women's clothes.
So when, just to put things into perspective too, like, when I came out as bi, everyone was okay with it. My friends in school, my friends that I used to go to school with, I think that was me.
That was Bri.
And so everyone was cool with it. But then when I started kind of, like, delving into, like, more of the girl clothes, like, making a Facebook for, like, you know, Brandy.
Yeah.
And, like, this and that. Like, a lot of my friends just kind of, like, weren't there. And so when I when they kind of like, when most of my friends totally like cut me out of their lives, were like, listen, like have fun being frowned upon for the rest of your fucking life.
Guy friends or
like, well,
or
it was like my best friend who was like a guy, and he pretty much told me to go fuck myself. That it was just like,
fuck.
Yeah, you're going to be frowned upon. Like you're a freak. Do your own thing. I don't want to be a part of it.
Which is, you know, I mean, especially I mean, at any age, that would be hard, but especially.
Well, yeah, because you feel good. Like, I felt so good. Yeah. I thought I'd look good. I mean, looking back, I didn't, but I felt I looked good at the time. And then you go and do that, and it's totally a blow to your confidence, and it totally hurts. So when I first, you know, decided that that's what I wanted to do, I was, like, alone. I didn't have a good friend for the better part of, like, you know, 3-4 months. And when you're younger, that's, like, that's
those
big.
That's the most, like, formative time of your life in terms of like social growth and you know, it's like and that can affect you big time.
I think it's fascinating that at a point in time when when you are the high school and like your circle of friends, it's like the be all end all of existence, and you need and you're being strong enough that you have on your side a super like valiant and strong thing to come out at that age and say something that is so groundbreaking and then to have the reaction, like I'm not sure if I want to say immature. I guess immature.
Can I just interject there and say like Taylor, when you say that that's like a groundbreaking thing to announce, like the only reason it's groundbreaking is because it's not yet quote unquote accepted as an option.
Yeah, it has everything to do with your social atmosphere,
like
I think.
It shouldn't be groundbreaking. It should just be like, oh yeah, oh cool. You were born a guy, but you're actually inside you realize that you're a girl. Oh, that's cool.
No, like, you're right. You're like, right. Exactly the same way that at this point in time, you know, black people and white people go to school together and, you know, no one gives it a second thought, but at another point in history, people were up in arms about that. You know? And I think that eventually, I hope eventually, you see the same shift.
Right.
Over time.
And so you were saying that, Brandy, like, you're very, like, it was admirable that you came out in a time like that to say that to those people. But how did you get through that? Then you lose your best friend?
Well, the sad thing is that you believe it, right? So for a long time in my life, I was like, it's what I want to do. But, like, if people frown on me, well, then fuck them. Like, I was just... Luckily, I was young enough and I was stubborn that, like, it hurt me, but it almost, like, hurt me in the right ways. Like, not that I'm happy that it happened to me, but, like, it totally made me...
Like, it prodded you,
like,
forward.
Like, prove him wrong. Like, yeah, bitch, yeah. Like, how hot I am now. Like,
yeah. You were able to deal with it in your own way.
Yeah. So it totally made me stronger because I felt way more independent as a person, like, moving forward. And the friends that I did make then are the friends that I still have to this date. Mm-hmm. But it's just, you know, it wasn't until... I started going to therapy that I, like, you know, told her that situation, told her what happened, and was like, you know, and like, no, that's just his opinion. She was like, well, no, that's the wrong opinion.
That's awesome. Now, we usually leave this to further on in the show, usually at the end of the show, but just considering we're on that right now, I mean, you go through it, and I mean, that's amazing that you take that as like a strength and you use it to your advantage when you have that situation happen. Like, what would you say to somebody who's going through that and maybe has those thoughts is going the other way?
It's hard. It's really fucking hard. But get yourself out of bed. Put some mascara on. Put some lipstick on. Prove the world wrong.
Come see you at Mac. Yeah. Go see Brandy at Mac.
But just to really like get up and do it and commit to it. It's not easy.
You know, I think that's an important message though for anybody who's going through a gender transition, through anybody who's going through life. Like if you go through life and somebody's an asshole to you and unsupportive, then you don't need that person in your life. You're better than that. And you can use that to motivate yourself to be the best version of you.
Yeah.
But if they don't love you and support you no matter what you're going through, then they're not truly a friend of yours and you're better off not having them in your life.
Yeah.
So you go to makeup school in Montreal.
Went to makeup school in Montreal.
Which must have been, like you said, it was this fresh start. That must have been... pretty
awesome.
Amazing. Yeah,
it was great. So I lived with my uncle, and I think I told him after like a week of living there, like I'd run home from makeup school and wash off all my makeup, and I was like, oh my God, he's going to catch me. And then after that, he was like, what are you doing? And I was like, well, I want to be a girl. And then he was like, does your dad know? And I was like, no, he doesn't know yet.
Is this your dad's bro?
This is my dad's bro.
Okay.
So I didn't tell my dad I stayed in Montreal for 2 years, and I lived as Brandy in 2 years, and was a full-time trans woman, but like my dad never knew. So
who were you before Brandy?
I was Ben.
Ben. Okay. Them. Okay.
Yeah.
See you, Ben.
So, yeah. Hi.
Later. What, I don't know if this is a dumb fucking question.
It probably is. I can't wait.
But, like, why?
I can't wait.
What was your draw to choosing the name Brandy?
Well, I've always wanted to be a stripper. Back in the MySpace days, there was someone that I used to follow, and they made their name Brandy Alexander. And I was like, oh, man, like, I love that name. That's so cool.
It's also a great Feist song.
And a drink. Right? A tasty drink.
So I found out later that my grandmother, who I'm still very close to this day, her favorite drink is a Brandy Alexander.
Oh, nice.
So I was like, okay, well, like, I can't name myself Brandy Alexander because that's, like, legit trash. So I changed my name. So originally it was, Benjamin Francois Marien, and I wanted to keep my initials, so I just changed it to Brandy France Marien because I just love the French country.
Did you get it legally changed?
I did get it legally changed.
Cool.
So that's
That changed before I even went on hormones. Like, that was like priority number one, because that ID is always in people's faces.
Yeah. So at the point in Montreal where you're like, I want, you say it to, like, outwardly to a family member, I want to be a woman.
Yeah.
To the point of being like, of like going through with that transition, because that's something that I have no idea about. Someone who wants to transition from a male to a female, what is that transition? Like, what are the steps of that transition? Or at least, what were those steps for you?
For me, the steps were, it was so long. Like, it wasn't like, I'm going to be a woman. It was literally like, it just slowly transitioned to that. So I was really lucky in the fact that my mom was, you know, supportive enough to not really like question it too much or like push against it too much. Like, it just really happened with her. And then when I told my uncle, that was harder. It wasn't until I moved back from Montreal, and I remember me and my stepmom, we go to the same spa, and I guess one of the spa girls was like, oh, have you seen Brandy recently? And she's like, who?
Oh, God.
Oh, whoa.
Those bitches.
Oh, this is like it's like a soap opera tale.
Right, exactly. Oh, Dios mío. So she called me one day and was like, so, I was at the spa and they asked for Brandy. And she was like, so.
Oh, my God, your heart must have just been like.
I was like, oh, yeah. I thought I was going to puke. And I was like, uh-huh. Like, okay. And she's like, so, she's like, you've got, like, you know, a week to tell your dad or I'm telling him. And at the time, I was kind of like, no. Like, don't do that. That's not cool. Don't do that. But then, like, looking back at it, I'm like, man, that was, like, the push that I needed, because I probably was never going to tell him.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I did see him the odd time, I was, like, no makeup, the same black skinny jeans, same gray T-shirt. Like, I'm sure he knew. And I went over to his house, and he was like, do you want to watch a movie? And I was like, sure. And I picked 2012, and I have no idea why, but it was the longest fucking movie of my life. And I was just, like, waiting for it all to be over so I could be like, so it was over. And I was like, so, I, like, wake up every day, and I don't feel like myself. And he was like, okay. And I was like, so, I'm not happy being me. And he's like, so you want to be a girl? And, like, literally just
he fucking knew.
Just
like,
him
knew.
Saying that was like, I legit, like,
it was like, oh,
I was like, I'm gonna be so calm and collected. And it just, like, right after he said that, it was just like having that, like, he wasn't like immediately scared, because my dad's like he's a manly man.
Yeah.
But and just like, he was like, you know, I don't understand it, but he's like, but you know, you're my kid and I love you and I want to support you.
Did the floodgates just
I didn't even need hormones, and it was like, oh, like, I was hyperventilating. I'm pretty sure there was, like, snot everywhere.
It was.
And then after that, it was like, you know, it still took some time, and it's good. That was the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life, to tell my dad.
Like, how fucking fortunate for you to come from a family that sees that and doesn't, like, immediately go to the, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, get out of here.
Tries to talk you against it.
Yeah.
I don't, and I'm tippy-toeing around this stuff too, but what makes it so hard?
It's just like, I'll put it like, I guess, like, because when you come out as gay and you come out as being, you know, a lesbian or anything like that, it's a sexual preference. That's all it is. You're the same person. It's just what sex you like. But when you're transgender, you're not really coming out as, like, you know, a, this is what I like. This is, no, this is me. This is the person that you raised. This is, you know, your friend that you grew up with. And I've never felt, like, I never felt comfortable. So it's not so much
like
as,
you've known me my entire life with this outer shell that is A.
Yeah.
But inside, I am B.
Absolutely.
And you, and that's not what it looks like to you, but that is what it feels to me. Like, that's fucking
so
crazy
it,
to think
is
about.
Is it almost, is it like the death of one person and the birth of another?
Now, a lot of people look at this differently. I really don't like that outlook because you're still the same person. Like, you're still the same person. Like, you don't die and leave, like, Ben's not behind. Like, no, like, that is me. Like, you know, Ben just changed his name and it's Brandy and he goes by she and, like, that's my life. And
so that's my, and I don't know how to say this properly, but
just
like,
shoot.
Just follow your heart.
You've got a free card.
Yeah. Okay. So I find it hard in my head to imagine that it's hard to say that because I just think that everybody should be so open and accepting. And
but it's not you. Yeah. But that's just not the reality.
You do the same thing when it comes to when we talk to people about like anxiety or depression or mental illness.
I know, because I feel the same way about it.
So worked up about people not understanding, like, it's the stigma that kills you.
Totally. And I understand that, but I'm just like, why can't people? I'll be like, oh, fuck. Well, cool.
Man, because people grow up with parents and maybe religions or thought processes that influence them into thinking that this is the way things are, this is the way things should be done. And when something goes against that grain, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, dude, it's not people grow up. Everybody does. Like, that's our society has, like, that's what society is built on, is these beliefs and these constructs that are really fucking silly. Right.
And
so
don't get me wrong, there are
people like I'll say it, like, I'm proud to say it, you and I and Taylor and so many other fucking awesome people out there who look at those things and go, that's ridiculous. Like, why? Like, well, who gives
and,
a fuck?
And don't get me wrong, like, I'm not trying to downplay that you're saying that's the hardest experience in your life. Of course, I understand that. Like, I understand that it's the hardest experience in your life, but I'm just like, my personal bias in this whole conversation is like, why does it have to be? Because it's part of who you are and it makes up who you are. And why can't you just share that with everybody? And they just say, oh, that's amazing.
You go back to the beginning when you come out to the smaller people and they say, go fuck yourself.
Like your friend.
Yeah. So, and that's like, when that guard is up and it's like, okay, well, I've already lost like all my friends. Like, I don't want to, I don't want to lose my dad. I don't want to lose this person. I don't want to lose that person. And that's the mentality that you get yourself in.
That's the social construct. And those are the things that are put in place.
And Brian, you have that. And I understand where you're coming from, where you're like, oh, I just don't understand.
Yeah.
Because of the people that we surround ourselves with. We've chose to surround ourselves with a bunch of people
who are open-minded,
who are accepting of stuff that even if like I think that's when you explain what your dad said, I don't understand. I'll try, but I love you. I'm not going to throw our relationship out the window because of this. Like, we surround ourselves with people that think that way. So it's like, if I see something on Facebook that's like, you know, some fucking tool down in Arkansas says something about black people and I go, Jesus Christ, there are people still, that exists? Dude, there's still
and
people
then some
walking.
Some religious person's like, you just took the Lord's name in vain.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like, you know, like there are circles of people that affirm the exact opposite of what we're talking about right now. That talk about that. Okay, I wanted to bring this up because as soon as we started talking, there was a bill, and I wanted to bring it up. Can you Google right now? It was a bill down in Texas that just got turned down, and it was something to do. I think it was transgendered people were trying to pass a bill so that they could use the bathroom that they identify with, so that you could go to a woman's bathroom. And there was, like, sure as hell, as you would expect down in Texas, pickets and boycotting of this bill. And a big part of the conversation was that it was that there were going to be transgendered orgies in the bathroom
Well,
if
yeah,
they, dude, if they had that, and you're going,
if you get
what?
Well, dude, if I mean, I think it's common knowledge, and it goes without saying, if you get two trans, at least
we're
two
all hooking up in the bathroom.
That's right. Like, where else do they fuck? I mean, it's the only place,
dude. And like
Randy said it earlier, every time that little boy Ben went to the bathroom,
dude, and
then
they,
we go to me,
and they,
it's like
and
our Grindr, our Tinder. We just literally go into any bathroom, and we're like,
yo, any trans?
Three
trans?
Of us will just appear out of the drain.
Out of the drain.
Completely dry.
But that's like, but that bill got shot down, and that was a reason why. And there was also, and I think it was in Arkansas, there was this, it was a 15 or 16 year old, I think it was a girl who identifies as a guy. And he goes,
it was a guy.
It was a guy identifying as a girl. I can't remember. He was talking to,
this is so offensive.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's
I don't want to. I don't want to fucking just go be ambiguous and say they. That's even more fucking.
No, here's that article. Texas lawmaker wants to make it a crime for transgendered individuals to use the restroom that matches their gender identity. A Texas state lawmaker has introduced a bill that would make it a criminal offense for a transgendered person to use a bathroom according to their gender identity. Unfair. Blah blah blah. I mean, like. Grow the fuck up.
Yeah, right?
You know?
It's fucking ridiculous. And that
dude,
other
don't
one.
Don't even go to the comment section on that.
That right. other one.
I won't.
That other
I'm
one.
I'm going to do it when I get home.
Yeah, yeah.
That other one was a trans kid, and they were trying to get the government to legislate that in high school they could go and use the bathroom that they identify
as
with.
They should.
And they told the story to the board, whoever they were telling it to, these politicians. And afterwards, the politicians were going, oh my God, your strength, you're inspiring to be up here, to be so articulate, to say this to us. And then they turn around and they vote that down.
Well, I like how there's been more politicians arrested for being caught with their pants on in the bathroom than there has been transition, like women in transition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just gonna put that out there.
Right, yeah.
All you heterosexual men hooking up in the bathroom, ruining it for the rest of us.
Just putting a little foot underneath the stall there. Hey, what's Sins going on bitches. Over there?
I want to come back to that conversation that you were having with your dad. So he was supportive in the end. Or mm-hmm. I guess when you told him, like, what's your relationship like with him now?
I mean, it's a totally positive relationship. I mean, he totally supports me and treats me and, you know, addresses me like as his daughter. And like something so simple as that, like, you'd be surprised of how gratifying it feels. Yeah. It's just like we were out for dinner the other night and he bumped into one of his old work friends. And like, I don't know what his friends know. Like, I don't know what he tells people. Like, I don't know if his people, like, do they remember me as a kid? Like,
yeah.
Never even had the, and he just, you know, he would introduce me as his daughter, and that feels really good.
Oh, yeah,
it's so that stupid.
Like, makes my heart really
like
warm.
Like it's just it's those little things. It's just getting that little bit of support.
Yeah,
yeah. Where now, going into some of like the medical side of things?
Yes.
What are like? Can you list off like the things that kind of need to be done? Or
the first thing that needs to be done is you need to go to a therapist. So I know they're all over. But then after you go to your therapist, you're going to see an endocrinologist, and then you're going to get blood work done, and then you're going to go on hormones. So they're going to give you usually spironolactone, which is going to cut back your testosterone, and then estrus, which is going to boost. It's going to give you like a period. And you go on those.
Wait. Take it back. Reel it back. Hold on.
How does that work?
All right. Let me just hold on.
Wait, Jeremy. Do you want to hold on?
Hold on. Here. Okay. So here is the one thing that I've always been told. Don't fucking ask that question ever. I'm just gonna say it right now.
Yeah, go for it.
Do you have a penis?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now. I hate asking that question because I feel like such a dickhead. But what happens when you get a period? When you have a penis?
Well, essentially, like when you're on your hormones, so you're on the spironolactone and estrus, it literally cuts your sex drive.
Oh,
so when
imagine.
You're, you know what I mean? Like being like a male, you could get like, you know, you could jerk off every day and, or even more than that. Literally like when you're
talk
on.
Talk to Taylor. Yeah. Look at this guy. I mean, he would know.
You're the one with adult gratification syndrome.
But literally I remember like I'd go on there'd be like, you know, 2 weeks would pass and I was like, did I get myself off like recently? Like you just
don't even know.
You have no sex drive. And like, I mean, things like shrink up down there.
Really?
Mm. Oh, yeah. A little, like, you know, it's the, everything just gets a lot smaller.
Kind of like balls shrink up.
Yeah.
Like dick,
yeah,
shaft, everything just, yeah, gets smaller.
Just a little smaller.
Okay.
Whoa, that's so
interesting. Is this all a part of the period that...
Well, by the terms of the period, yeah, I mean that when you're put on... So, like, as a guy, I find most men are usually, like, pretty mellow. And I always thought I was kind of, like, mellow. Like, I was always a little sassy, but I was mellow. And when I went on the hormones, like the first few weeks, I was like, it was all good, it was fine. And then, like, it just hit me. Like, I woke up one morning and my brother was just, like, tapping on the table and I was like, can you fucking stop?
Oh, wow.
Like, it was just, like, the most annoying thing. And then I was at work and someone was like, oh, thank you so much for your help. And I was like, you're so welcome. Like, just like, no, these floods of emotions that...
Women, right? Yeah. Can't live with them, can't live without them.
But,
I wish I had a video of you going, you're so welcome. That was fucking perfect.
But it's just these little things every day that you think you've got full control in, and then... Yeah. All of a sudden, it's like these emotions come, you're a lot shorter.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't have much chill.
I guess I was getting caught up on the, when you said, like, and then, you know, it starts to kind of give you your period.
Well, you were,
like,
thinking of, I was thinking, you were, like, thinking of a woman.
I was bleeding.
Yeah, exactly. And I was thinking shedding, like, ovaries. And I was like, how the fuck does that happen?
And he's thinking this because we just recorded an episode with a girl who has a thing called endometriosis, which is, like, excessive period cramps. And we talked about periods for 2 hours.
Periods.
So.
Yes. That was why I got caught up on that.
Okay. Is that the extent of, is that where you're at now?
So I actually went off them about 2 years ago because I was like, I kind of started liking this guy that I probably shouldn't have liked. And I was just to a point, I was like, oh my God, like, am I really rushing into things? Like, do I need to do this right now? Like, everything was kind of coming at me fast and I just didn't know if I was ready. Like, maybe if I go off hormones, like, because the guy that I ended up really, really loving was gay. And I thought it was kind of a mutual thing. So I was like, maybe he's okay with just me being who I am right now, you know? Mm-hmm. So if that's okay, like, I'm happy with who I am now. Like, I'm comfortable with who I am now. And, you know, it didn't. So then I was like, okay, well, clearly, like, if I'm, you know what I mean, about to not change my sex because of a guy, I need to really, like, you know, just take a break. Really, 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 like, you know, reflect on everything that I'm doing because it's permanent and it's totally what I'm like. I'm going for it now. I'm going for gold.
Was he hoping that you would change?
No.
Or he was hoping that you would not go through with the procedure?
Well, I felt like I was let on incredibly. That when I was like, okay, so, like, I really like you. He was like, what? No, no, like, no, no. Like, you're a girl and that doesn't work.
Oh,
so it's kind of like, oh.
I want to touch on something that you just said. You said I was happy with who I was. So in saying that, have you always felt that way? Have you always felt that, like, this is me, this is who I am? And, or has there been some more challenging times?
When I started my transition, it was totally like, this is who I am, this is who I feel comfortable as, but,
like,
it wasn't.
Even when you look back to when you were, like, 15, 16, 17.
Oh, no. That I didn't start. And even when I was, like, younger and I was transitioning, like, I was completely turned off by, like my penis. Like, I didn't want any of that. Like, that was gross. Don't want it. Don't want to touch it. Like, don't want other people touching it.
Yeah, the snake growing out of me.
Yeah.
But what's that like, living like that? Like, living, like, you're in your body, but you feel like it's just not...
It's not
reflective of who you are.
It's really hard because it creates all these, like, levels of intimacy that you just can't really break down.
Yeah.
So it wasn't until I was probably around 23, 20, like, just a few years ago that I was like, no, like, I'm really comfortable and I don't want to, like, I'm a sexual person and I don't want to not feel anything. I'd much rather have that than have a hole of nothing.
Ooh. Yeah.
Right.
And what are some of the challenges besides, if there is anything above and beyond that experience with that guy, what kind of challenges sexually have you, like, run into?
Oh man, where do you want me to start?
There's a long list.
From the very beginning.
Yeah. Well, when I was in the bathroom stall, so I'm kidding. I think being a trans woman, you're instantly a fetish. there is like a fetish market for transsexual women, and you're immediately branded as a piece of meat. So sure, there's going to be a lot of like really good looking guys that want to like, you know, fuck you and fuck you good, or they want to blow over your face, but they don't want it to be out. Like, hey, this is on the down low. And like, you know, and in the beginning of your transition, you're like, oh yeah, it's totally cool. Like, we can keep this a secret. You're so hot. Oh my God. He's talking to me. And then it kind of gets old. And you're like, I don't really fucking want to be, you know, someone's secret. I don't really want to do that. Like, well, what's in it for me? Like, are you going to finish me? Or
it kind of gets like that on our end too, to be totally honest with you. That's how I felt about the whole like going out and dating people and one night stands and all that stuff. It just fucking gets old.
And you know, it just goes to, you're going to the bar and it's like, it's called a butterfly.
Sorry. When Taylor said that, I was like, I was like, what are you saying right now, Taylor? Are you saying that you're
trans done having guys blow loads on your face and you just want to?
It's that long hair.
Well, I've been just experimenting with some of these apps and I've just been meeting all these guys.
Okay, sorry. Go back to the butterfly thing.
Jesus Christ. It's like a butterfly is like, let's say we were at the bar and you were like plaster drunk, didn't know that I was a trans woman. You took me home. We got to your bed and I was like, shabam. Like, hey. And you were like, fuck, no. No, that's not okay. That's like a butterfly is when you don't tell a guy. Okay.
That. Is that common? Like, does that...
Personally, I've never done it because I think that's such an awkward thing to happen, and I'm already awkward as it is.
So just be like, bam, guess what, sucker?
Surprise. Well, I hope you like your pussy loose. Yeah.
you're basically inviting a situation where you're either...
And it's
You're not disclosing something in a sexual nature, which is not cool, or you're inviting... Man, you don't know, man. I bet there's some fucking crazy people out there that would get violent.
There absolutely are.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah,
there absolutely are. I wasn't sure if I should talk about this or not.
We shouldn't say that. We say that with like every question. This
I know,
entire, so,
but
oh,
we
I don't know about this.
And I doubt we'll keep this in just because of the. You know what?
Tinder? Tinder?
Yeah,
let's talk about Tinder.
Yeah, so I was in Vegas recently, and my wife and I are in an open relationship. We have been for a little while now, and we openly see other people. And I was in Vegas, and this is, to me, I just find is a funny story because I haven't told many people this, and I think it's perfect that you're here because you'll probably find it kind of funny. I was in Vegas, and this very beautiful trans woman popped up on my Tinder, and I was like, okay, swipe right. Start up a conversation. I like fully knew shit. Like the first thing on her Tinder profile was like, I am a trans woman. Used to be a man. Now I'm a woman. Like, get that out of the way. If you're not into it, fuck you. Like, I get it. Just swipe left. So swipe right.
Is that what the profile said?
It's much more polite. Much more polite. And so I was talking to, and I was just curious. I was like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I could be, but this is my thing is that I have zero attraction to men. I've thought about it multiple times. I wish I did. It would just open up a whole world of more opportunity, but I don't. It's just not something that has ever interested me. But this trans woman was just like really,
for
really
some
gorgeous.
Reason.
And so I was talking to her and it was like a really great conversation. She was like, you should come over to my hotel. Like, I'm right next to your hotel. And I was like, okay, but here's the thing. Like, I'm not attracted to penises. Like, I just can't do it. I can't even think about it. I can't, but I'd gladly come over and make out with you for a bit. And her
what would you, Brandy, what would you
hold
say?
Hold on, let me just
before
okay,
if,
sure.
If somebody said like, oh, I'm not really interested in that, but like I would come and
her response.
Well, I've heard that. Like, I'm not really into it, but I bet you like suck a good dick. So like, if you want to like,
that's exactly what Jeremy sounds like.
Off. That's not what I sound like, and that's not what I thought.
Like, absolutely, it's exactly what I felt like doing this Wednesday evening.
I literally just wanted to make out, and that was it. And her response was, "Sorry, dude, I don't do blue balls. And I was like,
oh, good for her. Yeah.
And I said, neither do I.
Touche.
Touche. Fair enough. I totally get that.
That's totally fair. Like, I'm not into girls at all. And sometimes, like, lesbians pour themselves on me. Then it's like, okay, so this is what straight men feel like. If, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if I'm throwing myself at someone and they're not into it, it's like, this is, I know exactly what it feels like.
Now, lesbian women throwing themselves upon you, knowing that you're a trans.
Absolutely.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting.
That whole, all those different scenarios fascinate me.
Yeah.
They just
sex is a very fascinating thing that us humans do and take part in.
Yeah.
And also that we don't talk about.
We don't talk about it enough, that's for sure.
Well, until I'm here.
Till Brandy reels it out of you.
Think of your favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it? I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
So where were we?
You mentioned at the start that there's a lot of risk involved with the surgical procedures, right? Mm-hmm. So how far would you be willing to go with that? And have you thought much more about any more surgical
taking
procedures?
Those, like,
what have you had? Anything besides the...
Totally give me, like, a big pair of boobs. I'd be really happy with those. And then, like, I mean, who would want to go for some facial work if they didn't want them? At least most women would probably take on board of that. So, like, if I had the money and stuff, like, oh, yeah. Like, put me under the knife. I'd like to have no emotion for when I'm 40.
Is the reproductive organ... what is that procedure called? Like...
I don't know the exact name.
So that surgery. Is that something that you, is because of the 30% chance of zero?
If they said like they got better.
You just wouldn't do it?
If it got better,
totally. But there's just this thought of just lying in my bed and having someone on top of me and feeling them everywhere. But like they're inside me and you can't feel that.
Yeah. Right.
Like that would be such a disconnect of intimacy to have for the rest of your life that like pretty much if I wanted to feel something, I'd have to have anal. Why would I go through all of that to have anal?
Yeah.
Did your breasts grow from taking the estrogen?
Yeah, totally. So they start off in like little mosquito bites. I'm sure you know what I mean when I say mosquito bites.
Yeah.
And then they kind of like, you know, there is a breast form and it hurts.
Oh, really?
It hurts so bad. Like,
oh, God.
So I pretty much went through like, puberty as a boy.
Like and growing then pains? Through, or
like growing pains, like a sore muscle.
Ooh.
Like to the point that like if I wore like, you know, like a tighter bra or like a tighter shirt and I hit the wall, I'd be like, like it really hurt. And then, I mean, that pain goes and super sensitive. Like, I mean, like I could touch someone and be like, oh, like
now. So do you have to continuously take the hormones or is there a point where you just, where you're like, so your body goes, oh no, I get it now. I'm
you do need to remain on hormones. The testosterone, it goes way down. Like once they remove like your testicles, that cuts it down a lot.
Yeah.
But you'll always be on a little bit of estrogen. Otherwise, that's...
We're now, regardless of whether you opt in for the surgery to, you know, remove the penis, would you, if you were to say, I'm not in for that, would you remove testicles because it's, or what?
I mean, it would make tucking a lot easier. For sure.
That's like.
Tucking?
How the fuck do you do that?
So it's like, I guess I should probably kind of stand up while I do this so I can actually, so you guys can all see.
Show us how you tuck.
Lift the mic up, yeah.
So like essentially like what you want to do is you kind of just like make a peace sign and then you kind of like stick it and you pop both your balls back in.
Wait, what the fucking what? You legit...
Every
put
day.
Put the balls in.
Every day.
Oh, my and God. Then, does that hurt?
Oh, you can do that?
No, it doesn't hurt at all. And if you say it hurts, then like...
Can anybody do that?
I mean, if you have a set of balls, you probably can.
Dude, try right now.
Do you mean like in?
Like, you push them, you push them up.
I am okay. Going to try this right now. Is this going to hurt me?
No.
I'm scared.
Should we describe? Okay, holy so Jeremy's
fuck,
now.
I didn't know that's a.
Jeremy's now standing up with a very perplexed. It kind of feels focused.
Weird. Oh, that does feel weird.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh. They come back down, don't worry.
Whoa, that felt weird.
Did you put it up?
I'm confused.
I put one up. Dude, that felt so weird.
And then you do it, and then you just take your dick, and then you just tuck it, and so then you pull up your underwear.
Put it up, you take the shaft, you shove the shaft, like the guy from, like, Would You Fuck Me? The guy from
I don't think I'm doing
Buffalo
it right.
Bill. Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. Yeah, so you Buffalo Bill it.
Buffalo Bill it.
After the balls have been popped up. That is a curious feeling that is.
Right?
My word.
It's very comfortable.
It was a weird kind of pressure. So how do you keep it? How do you keep it so that they don't come? Is it like a Kegel kind of exercise?
It's the underwear.
Okay,
so very tight. Lock them in place. So you can buy, like, there's gaffs that are available for trans women, and they're like underwear and thongs, I should say, that don't have much pull to them. They're really stiff.
Right.
So when you do tuck it, does
kind of like compression shorts?
Does it feel weird when you're like sitting down?
No, not at all. I'm not in any, like, I could get kicked in there and I would be like, what next?
Whoa, yeah, really?
Bring it on.
Yeah. Holy fuck.
Oh, that's sweet.
Dude, I was trying, but I don't think I was doing it right.
My left ball kind of went boop and just like.
So is there there's a little slot that.
It felt like a sort of little compartment that it kind of fit in.
We're going to have
to. Put your weed in there, too.
I freaked out. I freaked out. As soon as it started going up, I freaked out. And I was like, huh? And I had to let it go.
Oh, my God, it's happening. We're going to have to.
That's crazy. I
have a little
no
workshop after.
Idea that.
Just out of my genuine curiosity. What's the trans community like in Halifax?
I mean, there is a trans community, and I know some fantastic trans women. For me, for example, like, I think where I'm really intimidating to some trans women because
you're so beautiful.
Yeah, you said it. But so I find, like, a lot of the times when I was younger and I was going out to the clubs more and I had, like, a few friends that were either in transition or, like, were kind of like full time drag queens, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I totally there was always a competition. Like, always. Like, oh, like, I look so good. You know what I mean? Like, that just girl stuff, right?
Sure.
So when I should have had that really great support group, I didn't really, but I found it in my girlfriends. So I think in a certain way, like, you know, trans women, we all need to support each other. And if I saw a trans woman working at, you know, Sobeys and she had, like, eyeliner and, like, a bad 5 o'clock shadow, I wouldn't judge her and be like, oh, my God, like, that bitch looks awful. Like, I would treat her like a human being. Like, everyone would, just because I think not all trans women get along, just like all women.
Like, we hope everyone would.
So, another thing that I thought of was the drag queen scene. Like, how is, like, a drag show, like, a kind of like what would be almost a beauty pageant or like an extravagant version of being transgendered? Or
I
a trans
wouldn't
female?
Necessarily put it
or
to being
it totally
trans
separate.
I find it separate because drag is more of like you're acting, you're becoming a character, you're putting
it's very, yeah, it's
like
very
your eyebrows, right. You're painting your face, like, you're making it work, it is, you're coming through.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very over the it's yeah, very
it's
over
very
the top.
Like, yeah,
and then but then very they take it off, and you know they're men or gay men under the makeup that are happy to be. Men and gay men just like to put a wig on and dress up every now and then.
Are there yeah, any straight, I've never, I've are there any straight of drag way. Queens? Or any that you know of?
That I know of? No.
I've always felt that same way. I've never associated drag with trans.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the extravagance of
yeah, it's
of,
it's very like fanciful and very like yeah. exaggerated over the top.
And I wasn't offended, but calling a trans woman a drag queen would
not go over
that,
well.
That would be like
no.
That'd yeah. Be, that would, but this means war.
At the same time, at the same time, someone who is complete like I feel like my grandfather who you know, who's like who Well, actually, he's a bad example because he's religious as fuck. But like, I feel like a poor old man who just like doesn't really isn't with the times and was like, oh, there's a drag queen. Like, I feel like there would be a sort of passable ignorance to that because of the lack of
like a degree of acceptable.
Yeah, to be like, oh, grandpa, that's not the word you use.
Yeah, well, Grammy, you know what I mean? Grammy just called.
But to say that with the knowledge of like, well, that's not.
Don't want to go there.
What you fucking.
I mean, I think I hold everyone accountable in different ways. Like,
yeah,
you know, like my grandmother slips up every now and then, but I'm not going to be like, nanny, no, like that's not right.
Like, it's almost it sounds mean, but it's almost like the time has passed.
If you're our age, if you're anyone, like if you are not a baby boomer, don't fucking say that. Like, just don't. Say that
and
shit.
You'd be shocked of how many people respond to me and like he.
Yeah.
Like and stuff like that. And it literally baffles me because I'm like, you're either so stupid or so ignorant.
Yeah.
That I'm literally standing in front of you in like,
you're like look
a
at
dress.
Me. Yeah. Look
and
at me.
Like, I'm wearing more makeup than you ever will.
Yeah.
And you're calling me a man. Like
yeah.
Girl. Yeah. But and women are just as bad as men too. That's not saying
okay, totally. Yeah, so yeah, yeah. Okay, but to be totally honest, did I say because I was ignorant to the fact right there that there was. I mean, I knew in my head that there's some type of distinguishable difference between drag queen and transgender, but I didn't have that I didn't have that knowledge of somebody actually saying to me like. No, really, there is a difference. Like, well, these are kind of like temporary.
One of the important things is that
saying.
I know you mean, but one of
these are temporary trans women.
Yeah. I cut myself short of that.
I'm just like, holy shit, bro. Yeah, you're digging a hole, buddy.
I'm being on. Yeah.
So is there anything that we haven't touched on that you feel like you want to, like get off your chest or get into?
I think the main thing is just not so much acknowledgement's not the right word, but because sometimes when people come up to me, they're like, you're beautiful. Like, good job. Like, I kind of want to be like, well, fuck you because you're making me feel like a charity.
Congratulations.
You're making me feel like, yes, it's great that I have your support, but like, I'll never forget. I was at the bar and this guy was totally hitting me at the bar and was like, oh, you're so beautiful. Like every time I see you, like, I'm so happy that you're here. And like, and I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, well, do you talk to all trans women like that? Like, I just was like, I just flipped it on him and he was like, oh yeah. And I was just like, okay. So you're like, and it's just all these, the floods of people that come and show fake support. And it's not about supporting. It's just helping them being together. If someone comes in and there's a trans woman in the grocery store smiling, you know what I mean? Not being like, oh, fuck, bitch, looks ratchet. Like, it's just being civil with trans women and treating us like women. Like, we don't want to be treated any differently than a woman wants to be treated.
Right.
And that's the biggest thing that I think gets lost so much is that we become something else.
Do you think that the fact that
it's labeled as trans?
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, I was having the exact same question.
Do you think the fact that, like, do you label yourself as I am a trans woman? Or do you just say, I'm a woman?
Does the stigma come from that?
That's a really good question.
I wonder if you walking really through the door question. And someone putting the label, that's a trans woman. That's a trans woman. There's not many of those around.
That's
and
exactly.
Like making that sort of like, well, I have to act differently now because that's a trans woman. Instead of just going, that's Brandy. Brandy's a woman. And this is, I'm going to act like Brandy's a woman.
It's the exact thing came through my mind when you were saying that is it just the label of trans that fucking, can, that just brings, that
brings out this awkwardness and like weirdness in people.
Yeah.
I mean, I think so. I mean, obviously like here, like I'm a trans woman. Like that's who I am. Cause I'm changing my gender. Like that's your transitioning. Mm-hmm. So I don't view it as a bad word, but I think it's a word that you should use yourself so much as, and then you could be like, you know, oh yeah, like, you know, Brandy came over. She's great. Like, you know, she is trans as opposed to like, oh, my trans friend, Brandy.
Do you think that it's something that could naturally be shed over time?
I mean, it could, but in certain ways, it's kind of like a badge.
You know what?
Like, you should kind of be proud of it.
Sure. You know what? That's what I think too. I kind of, when you guys first said that, I was like, yeah, shit, that's a really good point. But then you are who you are. You are the experiences that you've had in life. And why not just be happy with, like,
I think about going the, I think about the down the road, like, maybe there will, maybe do you think that that would be something that gets left by the wayside as people become more accepting?
I personally, and I can't speak for trans people because I'm not one, but
yeah.
I personally think that Brandy should be proud of her childhood, of who Ben was, and then you know, now she's Brandy, and that's amazing too.
But yeah. There's something in, and you said it earlier, Brandy, in describing your father, say to his friend, nothing but just simply, this is my daughter, Brandy.
Mm-hmm.
And not, this is my daughter, Brandy, who used to be Ben. Or yeah. This is my trans daughter, Brandy. Or this is my son.
It's like an introduction for dummies.
Mm-hmm. It was just simply, this is my daughter,
mm-hmm.
period. Right? And so there's something about that. And I don't think that takes away from, you know, like this badge, as you put it. Like, I think there's something incredibly beautiful about that. And just like kind of just sheds away all of that bullshit and stigma. Cause I bet you that guy probably was like, wait, what's going on here? And as soon as your dad went, this is my daughter, Brandy, he probably just went, okay. Like, fair enough.
Yeah.
I think
I'm sure there are people that feel like this is a badge and I feel like I want to wear it proudly. And I'm sure that there's the other side of the conversation.
I'm sure it's super layered.
You know, totally.
How do you see it? How do you prefer people look at it?
I would prefer just to people look at it as a female. Like if you are dressing in women's clothes, you'd want to be treated as a woman. Just like if you're dressing in a man's clothes, you'd probably want to be treated like a man. And there's totally loopholes. I say that, and the second I say it, I just start going off my mind about,
yeah.
There's, you know, like, you know, the lesbians that dress super, super, super butch that could totally pass as a transsexual, you know, male, but that aren't. But I find, at least for transgendered women, if you see like a woman that you're, you know, maybe could be a man in a skirt, treat her like a woman. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just that's it. Just if you see it, simple, call it like you see it. And even if
I like
it's
that.
Not right.
Yeah.
Just,
well, shit. Hopefully we can hope for more of that in the world as we go forward.
Seriously. Fingers crossed.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say or?
I think just one thing that I didn't really touch on is just the social anxiety that comes with being transgendered, of just doing kind of anything on your own when you're alone. If it's filling up your car with gas, to going shopping, to going on a date, meeting a guy for the first time. Is my voice too deep?
You know what
I mean? Can you see my beard? Like, is my tuck okay? There's so many things that we need to go through literally just to feel like a woman to walk out the door.
How do you deal with that? Like, how do you...
I spend a long time in front of the mirror. No, but just, it's a habit that you have to put yourself in. And I think that's a habit that so many women that are transitioning or men that are transitioning don't know the implications, that it's so hard to be a woman. It's not a trans woman. It's so hard to be a woman.
Period.
Yeah. Period. There is a standard.
No pun intended, but like, yes, period. Yeah.
There's a standard set so high.
That's a bad one, I know.
For women that men are totally oblivious to.
Yeah.
And I guess I was oblivious to it because I've soon to realize, but it's like, you know,
if a woman
showers and leaves the house, like, chances are she's looking like just okay, versus like guys do that all the time. So when you've grown up your entire life and it's like, oh, like 5 minutes and I can go to school. Yeah. Like it's not like that. It's, you need to wake up. Okay. If you shower, you can't get your hair wet. It's just creating all these habits. And then when you leave the house, you have all these insecurities of then, you know, people not referring to you by the gender that you wanted to, like, you know, be referred to by. Or, you know, going up to, I find it really bad at bars sometimes. When you go up to a bar and you want to order a drink, like, is this bartender going to fucking make fun of me? Or is this asshole behind me going to say something to me because I don't sound like a little, like, you know, a little stupid bitch? So, like, you know, it's all those things. It's just that layer of fear. Like, and when you're walking home, sometimes you're like, you know, am I safe?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
you know, being like a trans woman puts a target on my back. Thank God I'm a little tall.
Yeah.
And I could just puff right up. But it's just that it's there's so much anxiety that comes even when you got it. And I mean, I still get it to this day sometimes, like going into certain spaces if I'm not, you know, feeling really good. And then you bumping into old people that you knew a long time ago, like your friend's parents, like, oh, should I say hi?
Like, I feel like that would be one that
that's
I get that even now. And I haven't gone through any major change other than philosophical changes in my life that I get that anxiety.
So it's just like, you know, they walk by and you're like, oh, shit, like, should I be like, hey? And then they don't even realize who you are. And it's like, oh, I was. And it's just an awkward conversation that you don't have.
Have you had any of those conversations?
Once, actually, one with the guy who told me to fuck off, his mom.
Oh, no
she
way.
She was like, Ben? And I'm like, well, it's Brandy now. And then she was like, oh, you look great. And I'm like, perfect.
Have you ever had any contact with that guy ever again?
I sent him a message a few years later being like, listen, I know that there's like no sense in even trying to like rekindle the friendship. I don't want that. I just hope that if we do see each other, that like we can at least be civil.
Totally.
And say hi.
Did he respond?
No, but I asked him not to.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I didn't want an answer. I don't want to talk. I literally just want to put my two cents.
Well, you got to hope that the guy didn't grow up to continue to think that way, as we hope that no one grows up to think that way.
I think in the last year has changed so much of how people are thinking. Like, to think this wasn't even a topic a year ago. This wasn't even a thing.
It is so topical right now with the Caitlyn Jenner thing. It's just like, it's all over the place.
I just hope that it like maintains where it's at.
Yeah.
Because I find every year there's always a charity. There's always something, right?
Yeah, like, that it doesn't like slip into the background.
Yeah, like I hope that it literally stays just as high as, you know, the gay rights and the feminism train and all that. Like it's such an important topic.
Well, it seems to be grouping in with all that now, like in a lot of ways that it's LGBTQ, like that whole everything. It's all
what's
kind of
a
like
Q stand for
queer.
Queer. What's the difference between
I'm not 100%
gay and queer?
I think queer is the identification of like if you're male or female, but you just like the same gender, right?
I have no idea.
I actually don't know.
Because then lesbian, LG, gay, B, bi, T. Well, I don't need to say them all, but you guys get the point.
We know what the first four stand for.
Brandy, when you were talking about the anxiety that you feel, and especially walking into new places and stuff, how did you feel walking into the studio today here?
I felt pretty good.
Yeah?
No, it was good. Other than, you know, knocking on the wrong door in the beginning. Could you imagine if someone was home? I went to the wrong house.
You know, it's hilarious because we have guests who come, they're always coming to the address and like...
It's a confusing address.
More often than not, they go to the wrong address, but they're probably always going to that house. And I wonder how many people are like turning up and the person's like,
I'm here for the podcast recording. You're it's the like, fourth time this week. What like, the fuck is going on?
What was it? Old school? I'm here for the gangbang.
Yeah, when he knocks on the door right at the beginning. Todd Phillips.
Yeah.
I'm here for the gangbang.
I'm here for the gangbang.
But no, it was good. I didn't feel like I was coming in, you know, being like, okay, the tranny's here, the tranny's here, the tranny's here. Okay, guys.
Like, were you nervous that could be a possibility, though?
I wouldn't say I was nervous about it. Did I expect it? Like, maybe a little bit, but...
And do you feel that as we near the conclusion of the conversation, that it's...
I feel and have felt so, so welcomed.
Sweet.
Oh, great. Yeah, great. That's
awesome. I wanted to say before we wrap this up that... This is a fucking awesome experience because
I agree.
Like having this conversation, I mean, I just like every conversation we have, I just feel so much more educated and like fucking just having, it's just amazing. I feel like I can, whereas before I would have felt, I don't know how I would have felt. I would have just felt ill-equipped to have a conversation. But now when we create
instead
this,
of skating on thin ice, you feel like you're skating on a fucking...
Totally. I feel like I could...
At the Scotiabank Center.
I feel like I could probe... I feel like I could probe...
Whoa, Taylor, where are you going now? Where are you taking this, buddy?
I feel like I could probe respectfully into and be respectful in a conversation if somebody wanted to talk about that with me.
Yeah. I agree. I feel the same way. I was really nervous at the beginning of this conversation because I didn't know what... like what to not say and what to say. And now it's like, I just feel like, oh yeah, it's just
letting it flow, letting it flow.
It's Brandy. It's a
You've
woman.
Brought a ton to, like a to our, yeah. to our experience oh, as humans.
My pleasure.
One thing that I would love to do before we wrap it up is cause I feel like I hope you're cool with like maybe just like 10 more minutes.
Oh my, I'm not doing anything.
And if you guys are cool with this, I would just like to just rapid fire a few different questions that I feel like we didn't get to touch on.
Sure.
And it'd be great to just like hit it kind of briefly and just so we know.
Yeah.
What do you think has been the most challenging aspect of this whole process from beginning to like right now?
The maintenance of being a woman.
I'm just keeping it up.
Keeping that standard like right up high, having the nails done, having this done, just that standard of being society's woman.
Sure.
That is definitely the hardest thing.
And not only society's woman, but also to
feel good.
To feel great, right?
There's a question in there somewhere that I don't necessarily know how to phrase. And I think it comes with the whole, over the past few years, it seems, the idea that like a woman doesn't need to, you know, do herself up and all this like this type of thing. Like, where does that fall with you as someone who feels like, you know, you're presenting an image of how you feel? See, I don't know how to even.
I think I know what you're saying. You originally were a man, and now you have to present yourself as a woman. Because that is what you truly, that's what you are.
That's who you are.
That's who you are. Thank you. And so I feel like that's just an added fucking challenge to making yourself up for the day.
And like,
like you just said earlier, you grow a beard. Like, not a lot of women grow beards, right? Not a lot of women have to tuck their fucking testicles up into their body. Not a lot of women have to deal with that kind of stuff. So you just had this added element to that to make it that much more challenging.
Do you feel like there's like some type of like letdown if you don't do yourself up? All the time.
I kind of let myself down because I like looking good.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think there's a huge misconception too, especially with like a lot of movies and TV shows, is that like we cry when we take our makeup off. Like when I go home tonight and brush my hair and take off my bra and untuck.
Just weeping.
And I take off my makeup and then look in the mirror and like that, like just like insert like that sad make, like that, yeah. You know, that sad movie music, yeah. Like, doo, yeah. Doo, yeah. Doo. Like, no, that doesn't happen. Like that doesn't happen.
Of course not.
So I'm totally okay with leaving the house without makeup on and stuff. Like I there's days that I wake up and I'm like, I could give a fuck today.
Yeah.
Like, let's go.
Sweet.
Whatever.
I would like to know.
Good attitude.
I'm curious to know what your, out of this whole process, what your proudest moment would be.
My proudest moment. That's a really hard question. That's like the hardest one you've asked me all day. My proudest moment is probably just the other night when I was alone and I had a really, 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 really bad day. And I remember just like looking, I had no makeup on and I just looked in the mirror and I felt like, you're not doing too bad. Like, just hang in there, kid. Like, get your life together. Like, you can do it. And like, I felt proud of myself. And that's a feeling that I don't get a lot. Like, as a trans woman, I don't feel proud a lot. I feel like I'm like making it by like, okay, well, today's done. But I never kind of looked in the mirror and said like, okay, like you can actually do, like you can do this. So.
You are doing it.
I'm doing it. I totally think you're doing an amazing job
of it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Well, I think that's a great place to end it. Again, thank you so much for coming in here and sharing that with us and
thank
like kind
of
opening our fucking little minds.
Oh man,
and so putting up with our ignorance.
So
and
much, so much expansion. Expansion is everywhere.
Thank everybody for listening. I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you took something from it. And if you're a fan of what you're listening to, head on over to iTunes, give us a rating, give us a review. It's just a fucking huge help for us.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just go and do it.
And like really do it, because maybe you've listened to like 20 episodes now.
You've heard us ask you and you haven't done it. So go over and fucking do it.
And if you want to talk to us or contact us, you can hit us up on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter @SickBoyPodcast. And our website is www.sickboypodcast.com. That's it for today.
I'm Brian.
I'm Taylor.
And I'm Jeremy. And this is Sick Boy.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.